Well, Declan, just a few days out from your big championship game, tell me, first of all, I suppose the first big question, you had been crippled by injuries and you had a lot of walking wounded during the league. What's the state of health for everybody?
Yeah, listen, we're not too bad. I think majority are back. We will have the two guys out through suspension, Neil and Owen McFadden Ferry, and the only guy that we that can be ruled out at this stage is Oisin Gallen, who's picked up a knock. So he's going to be missing. But other than that, there we have the rest of the squad available. So still a couple of sessions to go. Tom, and you're always concerned about picking up niggles and knocks, but no, listen, we're not too bad. I think we're in that sense.
Yeah, I suppose some of the problems some of those guys have now, I'm thinking of maybe Keelan McGonigal, you know, he hasn't got much practice game time, has he?
Yeah, that's a problem, exactly. Yeah, and, you know, it's one thing getting back training and getting up to the pitch and training, but then getting into match fitness. But no, he's been back doing a bit now over the last week or two, and he'll come into contention. And as I say, the rest of the guys have all been back on the pitch over the last number of weeks. So yeah, listen, we're not in too bad a place.
Yeah, we saw little Michael Langan. It was great to see him coming back for the last game.
Yeah, no, great to see Michael. Michael's one of those players that, you know, would get his place in any team in the country. So yeah, he's coming back from injury also. So listen, it's you know, we've used 31, 30, 32 players in the National League. A lot of players have got game time, and you know, we'll have that experience on the field on Sunday, but we'll also have youth coming in, a couple of lads you really stood up coming into the champ or into the National League. So yeah, it's leaving us in a real good spot going into the championship.
Yeah, you mentioned you're not going to have Neil McGee, obviously, and Owen McFadden Ferry. They're absolutely through that one game suspension following the fallout of the game in O'Donnell Park against Armagh. Was it a conscious decision not to appeal it by the players, or was it by the county board, or was it by you?
Nah, it was the advice we got was once the referee's report goes in, then it's going to be very, very difficult to overturn that. That was the advice that we've got, and probably instead of wasting a number of weeks trying and see would these players be available or not, we just went back to concentrating the job that we had to do, and that was get the rest of the group ready. And over the last couple of weeks to get ready for Sunday, and that's been our priority since the Armagh game.
Yeah, we hadn't seen much of Neil up to the last day. He came on for a few minutes as a blood replacement against Armagh that day. Owen McFadden Ferry has settled into the team and was kind of a utility half-back, cornerback. You know, he brought a lot to the game in terms of speed and pace and fitness. How big a loss are they?
Yeah, listen, the experience of Neil's been around the group a long time now, but and he's coming back into really good shape too. Owen McFadden Ferry, he had a very good National League campaign, and he brings that edge. But listen, it's an opportunity now for lads to put their hand up, and you know, lads were better than going into McCool Park against one of the top teams in Ulster, in Armagh, in an Ulster Championship match, to go out and prove yourself. And you know, some lads they'll get that opportunity on Sunday, but no, I'm fairly confident in the lads that will come in, will do a job for us at the weekend.
Yeah, new format this year, very little time, very short gap between the league and the championship, only what, 3-4 weeks?
Yeah, it's a change, you know, from the past where you'd have a number of weeks to downtime, and then you get ready for the championship maybe 4 or 5 weeks going into it's like a second pre-season getting ready for a championship. We didn't have that luxury, or no other team had it this year. So once the league was over, we had a number of days off and we got back in again. But the weekend or the last couple of weeks have gone well in terms of preparation, and as I say, we're really looking forward to it now. It's where every young lad or every player wants to be. You train through all the hail and the 1-3 conditions. Now, that's not to say that the conditions have got much better, but you know, you go into championship football, that's where you want to be, and that's exactly what we've been
doing. And would you be happy with that short gap, or would you like a little bit more time maybe, or are you a traditionalist, or shall we say?
You'd always like probably a bit more time. You know, it gives those players that, you know, have picked up knocks throughout the National League campaign a more time to recover. But listen, as I say, we're in the same boat as everyone else, so we just get on with it. But as I say, you can sense over the last week or two that, you know, championship's not far away. There's that edge coming into everything that we're doing. There's the players are coming in with a bounce in the steps, and as I say, you can see that they're really looking forward to this challenge now.
Yeah. Have you to hold them back this week at training, maybe in case of injuries?
No, there'll be no holding back, Tom. They'll be going flat out. There's still positions and places up for grabs, and that first 26 and that 20 that's going to be used on Sunday. And as I say, those guys, you know, that are not starting and are coming in off the bench will have will make a huge contribution, and that's going to be vitally important winning the Sunday.
You mentioned the National League there. It was a bit like the hero's egg, wasn't it? Some good, some not so good, and some not great. But having said that, you still ended up fifth place with 7 points.
Yeah, listen, the league, you know, we had some very, very good passages of play. We had, we had mixed bags, no doubt. But against top teams, you're not going to dominate teams for the whole match. Those teams will come at you, and as to how we react then when the opposition come at us. But we also used a lot of players, to say 31, 32 players throughout the National League. So in that, it probably, you know, to try and get the consistency level that we're looking for, it probably has been more difficult. But like, it's one thing that we need to be better at going in now to the championship, is getting that consistent, being consistent over a period of 75 minutes. And, you know, that includes when opposition come at us and how we respond to that there. But no, I think the lads are ready. I think they're well prepared. And I know that, as I say, you can see it, you can sense it on the training ground, that there's a real edge to it now.
Tell me, in terms of you know, the all the injuries you had and all the players that were absent, big name players. Michael Murphy was absent for a couple of games. Michael Lang, and obviously Oisin Gallen missed quite a lot of the league. A player we were probably hoping to see come through this year big time and make his mark. He may do later on in the championship. But how much did that influence the football and the style of football you played? Because we saw Donegal maybe revert back to a more lateral game and maybe more possession game than we had been accustomed to.
No, I wouldn't agree with that, Tom. I think, with players missing, it didn't affect in terms of what we want to do. We know there's elements when we get possession of the ball and how we play that we still want to be playing on the front foot. We still want to be getting scores on the board. We want players to be a threat. And, likewise, without the ball, it's a two-way it's a two-way thing, and you know you've got to work hard when we don't have possession of the ball. And you know, when you don't have the quality of those players that you've named, it does make it more difficult for us. But definitely, you know, it's not that we've changed too much over the last period, to be quite honest.
So is it going to be more of the same again now for the championship?
Exactly. You'll have two teams that's probably going to go at it next Sunday, no doubt about that there. And it's going to be a real, as I say, championship affair. You know, we know what Armagh are going to bring. They're going to bring a lot of intensity. They're going to bring an edge, and they're going to bring huge support into McCool Park. So we've got to make sure that, you know, that we use McCool Park and that we do get a huge Donegal support in there next on the backing team and supporting the team, because it's going to take that to get us over the line of the game.
Can we expect to see a little bit more direct ball, maybe inside to the men inside? You know, long ball, quick delivery.
Sorry, Tom, I'm not going to go into too much on what way we're going to play, to be quite honest. I don't think it's a very relevant question, to be quite honest.
Moving forward, Armagh, obviously the temperature was always going to be very, very strong, very high. Obviously, since the incident after the game in O'Donnell Park, obviously that has raised the temperature even more, has it?
Listen, it's championship football, Tom. You know, the game against Armagh and O'Donnell Park was played at a high tempo, and it'll be no different this weekend. Absolutely no different. It's going to be a highly charged, and it's going to be, it's going to be a great game for the supporters to be at, to be quite honest, because it's going to be a really good atmosphere there.
How do you rate Armagh? How would you rate
Armagh? Are a good side. You know, they've been Division 1 out the last couple of seasons, and definitely on one of the top teams now, there's no doubt. You know, throughout the league campaign, they played some brilliant passes of football, and we know the challenge, we know the threat that they're going to bring, but that's going to be, you know, we have to match what they bring in terms of intensity. And as I say, it's going to probably come down to the final quarter, and those guys coming off the bench and will make a huge difference. But no, Armagh are a good side, we know that. And they're one of the sides in Ulster that have ambitions of winning an Ulster championship, no more than ourselves.
Oran Fearn McFadden, as we mentioned, is going to be absent. Who's in the running to get his place?
Yeah, there's a number of guys that are putting their hand up, so we'll know more Sunday afternoon.
You won't tell us about them at the moment?
Not yet, Tom, no.
Look, the best of luck on Sunday. Okay, thank you.